This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Jefferson County Public Schools is suing the Trump administration. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the move is in response to federal funding being pooled over transgender policies.
The U.S. Department of Education had threatened to take away more than $50 million in K-12 funding at the school district. The Trump administration sent the district a warning letter in June saying officials had violated Title IX by allowing transgender students assigned male at birth to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, share overnight accommodations with the female students, and participate in girls' sports. The district said that claim was based on a factual misunderstanding. They also said new federal guidelines and current Colorado laws are conflicting and asked the court to provide clarity for which directions the district must follow. The district said the lawsuit is part of protecting students' educational opportunities. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Greg Lopez has qualified for the Colorado ballot in November as an unaffiliated candidate for governor. The former Republican will now make his third consecutive bid for governor. In 2024, Lopez briefly served as a congressman and is the former mayor of Parker. Federal firefighting helped save lives this summer, a point Colorado Governor Jared Polis stressed in a recent interview with CPR News. The governor says Colorado was the top priority in the nation earlier this year and received extensive federal support.
We had a height of over 12,000 Coloradans evacuated from their homes. I think we're now down to 1,000 or two. Over 300 structures were lost, and we are wide awake 24/7. Looking out for what might come next.
The federal government recently centralized firefighting efforts across the country. More of Polis's interview on several issues facing the state is at cpr.org.